Hello, ladies. This is Jessica Kara Lindholm, and welcome to Big Launch Mastermind, diving into our training on prepping for your launch. So this is your launch prep time where we're going to be focusing on how to nurture and prime your list so they're ready to purchase when you launch, what to include in your pre-launch sequence to warm up your audience, which systems you need to have in place to enroll clients in your group program as soon as the doors open for your launch, and whether you need to hire additional support and exactly which team members I recommend. So let's go ahead and dive in with our training for today. First piece is how to nurture and prime your list so they're ready to purchase when you launch. This is a really important piece. You know, I typically recommend sending a minimum of 2 emails a week, somewhere between about 2 and 3 emails a week. And what these, just for general mailings, you know, keeping in contact with your list, growing a great relationship with them. I often see people just emailing far too infrequently with their list, which actually doesn't serve anyone. I know that we do it out of a space of like, well, I don't want to bother anyone and I don't want to overmail and they might unsubscribe. Here's the deal. To a certain extent, you can't say anything wrong to the right people and you can't say the right thing to the wrong people. So the people who love what you're doing, love your message, and honestly are the most likely to purchase from you are not going to be annoyed if you're mailing them 2 to 3 times a week. My favorite experts and mentors and coaches and inspirational people, they definitely email me 2 to 3 times a week with newsletters and promotions and offers. If it's a busy time and I don't have time to read them, I honestly don't even really notice they come in. It's not like I'm feeling bombarded. But if I'm feeling like I really need some extra support and I'm looking for extra guidance, I'm excited to be receiving this much emails, this much support from my mentors and from the people that I look up to. So in general, I recommend mailing 2 to 3 times a week. What I typically do is one newsletter that's something really content-rich, like an article, an audio, a video, something like that. And then 2 solo mailers. So for instance, like if I'm promoting my one-on-one mentorships, I would send out 1 newsletter a week, which is something content-rich, inspirational with a call to action, something that's going to support my audience in ideally getting some results. And then my 2 solo mailers might look like one solo mailer might specifically be about educating my audience about my one-on-one program and with a call to action to click on the sales page of the program. And the second solo mailer may be more focused around offering discovery sessions or inviting my audience into a discovery session if they feel like working with me might be a good fit. So that's what that general emailing looks like. And that'd be for, like I said, selling something like a one-on-one program. When we get into a launch sequence, we do shake things up a bit. Sometimes we're mailing twice a week. Typically, it's 3, if not 4 times a week because we're really wanting to stay on our audience's radar, you know, keep them thinking about the program if they're interested, give them incentives, call to actions, and we'll be going into all of this more when we get a little further along in this, in the Big Launch Mastermind, where we can actually start going into what this email sequence looks like. But for right now, the focus is to start really nurturing and priming your list so that when you open the doors for your program, they're ready. And so a great way to do this is to really be seen as a giver. You know, we typically see people as either givers or takers. If you're always like, hey, sign up for my program, hey, do this, hey, do this, hey, do this, we can start to seem like a taker versus if we're giving great content, if we're sharing inspiration, if we're offering support, we're seen more as a giver. And then when we put something out there that's a sell, or more of a sales email or promotion, people are often more likely to respond to it. So first piece is stop promoting everything. This is not a time to get in a couple more one-on-one clients. This is not a time to be selling an info product. In the weeks leading up to your launch, it's time to close the doors on everything. And so this is why you really want to make sure that you're in a good space, that you, you know, have been having one-on-one clients come on, or you've been connecting with new clients, or had an influx of income come in from maybe a previous launch that allows you to then take, you know, 2 weeks, if not more, and just really be supportive with your list. You don't need to go probably over a month, but somewhere between about 2 to 3 weeks is plenty to really nurture your list. I still recommend mailing 2 to 3 times a week during this time. You can drop to 2 times. If you're, let's say that you're going to be mailing for about 3 weeks where you're just going to be giving and connecting and offering great service and support to your audience. The first week, you could probably mail about 2 times. The 2 following weeks, I would do 3 times. And make sure that the content you're offering and the emails you're sending out are targeted directly to the ideal clients for your group program. Just because you could speak about lots of different topics with your audience doesn't mean you should. So what's the focus of your group program? You know, is this for moms who are wanting to lose the final 10 pounds after having their new baby? Is it for women who have always wanted to write a book and have need support in getting it outlined? Is it for entrepreneurs who are ready to book their first clients? Know who your ideal client is specifically for this group program. So this can be different than who your ideal client is overall. For instance, you know, my ideal client in general is a go-getter, driven woman who wants to create more freedom in her life, freedom of time, money, and emotional mindset freedom. And there's a lot of areas that we go into with this. You know, my focus is really helping women earn a minimum of $10,000 to $20,000 a month, doing the work they love, really streamlining their business, and also staying really connected to inspired action and intuition and divine guidance and these other pieces that sometimes get forgotten in the business building piece. But when it comes to group programs, I've done group programs that are specifically for new entrepreneurs. So that's really targeted in. I'm still bringing in those key pieces about my brand of, you know, the freedom piece and the divine guidance piece and streamlining your business and your time. Those are still key elements to every group program I do. But who the actual ideal client is for each of those programs varies. I've done group programs on sales mastery, you know, doing this program on creating your own launch. So my ideal client for each of these programs has varied. And so as we're leading up to your launch, we're wanting to really hone in on who is this ideal client specifically for your group program, even if it's not your ideal client overall or your ideal client for your one-on-ones. Right now, we want to speak to the ideal client for your group program. And you're going to want to really nurture your relationship with her, give her great content, give her some calls to action. You know, what's the focus of your group program? Who's your ideal client for this program? And speak to them. You're warming up your audience to purchase your group program. So some of your audience will be perfect for the program and some of your audience won't. And that's totally fine. There's people on my list who were brand new and were totally not ready, or brand new entrepreneurs and totally not ready to be doing a launch right now. But I wasn't isolating them by sending out great info on launches. It just inspired them of what they might want to do down the road, and they were still interested. But the people who are really opening the emails and reading all of them and clicking were the people who are ready to do their own launch. This is what's going to happen to you as well. It's not that you're isolating people on your list. Everyone's getting great content. So either way, everyone will get great value from your content, rich emails, and the people who are most interested in the topic you're covering will be paying closer and closer attention every time that you send out something. They'll really be keeping their eyes on it. So by the time that you launch your group program, they'll be ready to purchase. This is also why it's important to send out more like 3 emails a week. I mean, think about it for yourself. How many emails from your favorite mentors and coaches do you actually open? Honestly, maybe half. And so if you're only sending out 2 a week, they only open 1 of them. They're only getting this, you know, once a week for a couple weeks email from you that's like, hey, the group program's coming and I'm so excited and here's some great information and nurturing that relationship. It's not as nurturing and priming as it could be. So I really recommend leaning more towards like a 3 emails a week schedule. It could be something like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday. Like there's plenty of space in the week to get in 3 emails. Okay, so next piece that we're going to be diving into is what to actually include in your pre-launch sequence to warm up your audience. The first piece that I've already mentioned here is really content-rich emails. This could be videos with you. This could be newsletters. It doesn't, you know, every email that goes out does not need to be a dissertation. None of them actually should be dissertations. Like, keep it, if you love to write, then write a beautiful article. But don't create a novel for someone to read in every email. What can be, you know, your top three tips for them to take today to start getting action? What can be a beautiful video that you can create that'll help them feel even more connected to you and inspired? Work from that space. The other piece is that's really important for this pre-launch sequence to warm up your audience is a quick and easy survey to inform your list that something is coming. This is as much, if not more, to inform your list and get them thinking about this upcoming program as it is for you to receive any feedback. So I know we've talked about sending out surveys before. If you've considered putting together a program, you're emailing or you're surveying your list, you're maybe surveying your Facebook groups. With those, it's oftentimes more about really getting great feedback, doing some market research. This survey is more like an easy, soft way to inform them that something's coming without actually asking them to purchase anything. I put an example of one of the surveys that I've used. I used it for my Finally Free course. It was a 6-week telecourse on self-mastery. There's an example of this in your training guide this week, and you'll see it has a little bit of a cover, almost like a cover letter, I guess, on the survey. And what you could do is if you don't want to have that cover letter there, you can literally take that and make that your email to your list. But it shows you, you know, hey, I've created this program. Here's why I've created it. And I just, you know, I'm just about to finalize it before I put it out this month. But I've got a couple quick questions, literally only two questions to ask you first. And I'd love your help. So it's doing a couple things. One, it's informing your clients that something's coming, not just something, that a group program on a specific topic, something that they're most likely interested in is coming. You're not telling them exactly when yet, which is fine. You're telling them it's coming this month or sometime in the next month. Here's the other piece of it. You're asking for their feedback, and this is a double win-win. One, it is, you know, the people who do fill out the survey, it is going to give you some extra clarity around your marketing and your copy and all of that. It's also making them feel like your audience feel like they're helping you. They're a part of this. They're giving you a hand. Like, it makes them feel like they're important and their opinions and desires and concerns are being heard. And they are. You know, it's not just a manipulation thing. Like, you're not a manipulation thing at all. Like, you're using it specifically to get great opinions and also to build a relationship with your audience. The other piece of it is that you start to build this as you're giving in these emails and even a little bit in this survey. It builds a feeling of your list, almost owing you something. So it feels like, you know, you've been giving them so much great value. You've been so present. You've been so supportive that it makes it even easier when your group program comes out for people to say yes, because they feel like you've already given so much that to a certain extent they almost owe you. They may not feel that way out loud, but there's some part of them that oftentimes feels like they then owe you something. And once again, this isn't about manipulation. This is about giving really great value, really great content, and it is nurturing and priming your list so that when it comes to the doors open, they're ready to purchase. If you've already surveyed your list a couple times lately and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine sending out one more survey, then you can just start mentioning your group program in the emails you're sending out as you're nurturing your list as well. Either way, you're welcome to mention those your group programs coming up in your emails. But if you're just like, oh, I can't send out another survey, I've already sent out two in the last month, I need to try something different, this is another option. Just really bumping up the mentions of the program. And so how you could do this is you could be sending out a great newsletter, an article, something like that, and mention, you know, a couple times, I'll be covering this more in my upcoming group program called Such and Such, which I'm releasing here in the next month. Like, you can just kind of drop info about it. every so often to inform your audience and start to get them excited. Something else you can do if you don't really feel like sending out the survey because you feel like you've over-surveyed your list potentially already, is you can send out an email specifically about your upcoming group program, how excited you are about it, why you're creating it. Don't connect it to the sales page yet, but you can create an opt-in form and link it to a waitlist button that's actually in the email. And so that way your audience can actually request to get on the waitlist to get more details when the program's ready. And it's another great way for you to start to gauge how much interest there is. You can start to see that, okay, well, all these people are already signing up to get on the waitlist. I can tell this is something people are really interested in. The nice thing with creating a waitlist is it provides you with an extra list that you can actually market to a little bit harder. So depending on what email system you're using and how much you're going to be, segregating your lists and how complicated you're going to get with that, you don't need to get complicated. We can go clear with Infusionsoft where you're tagging people when they open it and that puts them into different sequences. If you're going that complicated, great. I didn't until my last two launches when I hired an Infusionsoft team. But what that allows you to do, even if you're using a more simple system like MailChimp or Aweber, if you start to create a wait list, then you can send those people extra emails about like, okay, doors are closing soon or this extra bonus is leaving soon, because you already know that they've pretty much asked you to send them extra details because they're interested. Okay, so next piece, which systems you need to have in place to enroll clients in your group program as soon as the doors open. Okay, so as soon as the doors open on your group program, you want to be able to welcome signups. Obviously, it's no fun to get ready to warm up the list, to prime the list, and nurture them. They're all ready to purchase. They're super excited about it. And then you don't have your systems and tools in place to actually take signups. So here's the key tools and systems that you'll need to have in place to be able to do so. Number one, a way to take payment. In the beginning, I used the basic free version of PayPal. I sent invoices to clients for one-on-one coaching, and I created, you can create invoices in basic PayPal that you, I think the option is like to send it in an email. It gives you a link for that payment. And so what you can do is you can create a graphic or a sales button, or you can have your VA create it for you. You can literally create those in like Canva, Keynote. You can create buttons really easily, take screenshots of them, and then put them up on your sales page and immediately link them to the PayPal link that allows someone to sign up. So when they click on the pay button, it pops up and opens up a PayPal page to sign up your program. The problem with basic PayPal is, one, it can turn into a waiting game, waiting for clients to pay, more so with one-on-one clients. You send invoices, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't have a lot of control over it. Two, we had some difficulty setting up the payment plan options with basic PayPal. PayPal worked great for me, for like my first 8 months or something when I was just doing one-on-one coaching. But as I started to switch to group programs, you really need a subscription option, a payment plan option, so that it's automatically, some payment system is automatically taking out the payment, every month or every 3 weeks or every 2 months or whatever you set it up to be. So we had a little bit of trouble with that. It's another reason that we ended up switching out of basic PayPal. And we upgraded to the PayPal Pro version that includes the virtual terminal. And this is a couple bonuses to it. It allowed my team to actually process payments that my clients typically enter in their credit card information into a secure digital contract, my one-on-one clients. So this allows us to actually control when payment is processed and not be doing the waiting game of like, oh, I hope she pays today. The other thing that's nice about it is that when someone, it still allows you to set up the payment buttons, put those on your page, and make it really, beautiful and easy to use. But for example, if someone's in a payment plan option and they need to change their credit card partway through, it gives you more control over that. So that worked really well for us. Here's just a side note. I am not a big fan of PayPal buttons on your sales page. They look terrible in my opinion. They look unprofessional. They're always out of alignment. I don't love them. And it's so easy to create a graphic that literally says, like, pay now or sign up now or pay in full or payment plan, and be able to add that onto your sales page and link it to the payment, the way you're taking payment, that there's no reason for a PayPal button to ever be on your sales page. We now use a merchant account specifically through Infusionsoft. So that allows for even more automation and control with payments, and really to streamline everything. But if you aren't ready for Infusionsoft, there's no need to jump into it day one. There's some great versions of PayPal that you can use that will definitely, you know, I used for my first two group programs, and they worked great. Okay, next piece that you need to have in place are your terms and conditions on your order form or your sales page. This is a little bit more complicated if you're using PayPal. You need to have something where it's either on your sales page that says, like, you know, as soon as you click here and enter payment information, you're automatically agreeing to terms and conditions, these following terms and conditions. Or if you're using, like, Infusionsoft, you can actually put, when you click to pay, you are agreeing to these terms and conditions right on your order form. And I have some examples in the training guides to show you what my order forms look like, what the terms and conditions look like. This is your contract where you share all the terms and conditions that you require for clients to sign up and work with you. You've had my terms and conditions at this point at the bottom of my order form. And like I said, there's an example of it over in the training guide if you're following along right now that you can be checking that out. Always consult with your own lawyer to finalize, or your own attorney to finalize your terms and conditions. They really can change depending on which state you're in, which country you're in. If you're only selling into the U.S., are you selling internationally? So it's good to have those looked over professionally as well. Go check those out. You know, you really need to have this in place. One of the more important pieces that I found to have in here is that I personally don't do refunds. I have a no refunds policy because I don't want people in my programs, private or group, that aren't really committed to the work. And I find that when there's people in the groups who are like, I'll check this out for a bit, and if I like it, I'll stay, and if not, I'll leave, it's a totally different energy. And the person who hasn't made the decision to go for this 110% is a person who doesn't get results and, of course, usually wants a refund. So I have that in my terms and conditions. Another piece of it is to have something in your terms and conditions if you're intending on recording the material at all. You know, oftentimes taking a group program, recording it, and then reusing the material to then be able to resell it as an info product is a really incredible option. And so you need to have something in your terms and conditions that says, you know, by signing up for this program, I agree that I may be recorded during this program and that this recording may be resold at a later date. Like, these are some key pieces that I recommend having in there. Go look at the example for some more ideas, and always, of course, check with your own attorney. Okay, next piece is in terms of which systems you need to have in place so that you can enroll clients right away, and then what happens once these people sign up. And we'll be going into this piece more as well, but I want to make sure that we start to highlight it here so that you can start to outline it, you can start to get clear on what you need to have in place, and start to get these pieces set aside so you're ready to go when we open the doors to your program. It's the sequence after someone signs up for your program. Typically, you'll be launching for at least a couple weeks. 2 weeks, I mean up to 2 months, depending on the size of your program. Some launches go even longer. You know, if it's a year-long program for $10,000, you're going to be launching even longer. No one's doing those just yet. We're doing shorter programs, but at the very least, you're going to have at least a couple weeks of launch time. So it's important to have support after someone signs up for your program. You know, we never want someone to, like, enter their credit card information, and then it's like a black hole. They don't know that they actually get signed up. They don't feel supported. And then you're going to be receiving a bunch of emails wondering if people actually got signed up. You need to get your sequence after that set up. First piece is your welcome email. Set up your welcome email as an autoresponder in your email system. So as soon as someone purchases your program, they automatically get that welcome email. This can be a lovely note from you. It can be from you and your team if you have a team that's supporting you. You know, it often links over to a membership page and gives more instructions on what's to come next. And, like, if anyone has questions, do they need to reply to this email? Do they need to, email you? Do they email your business manager, your VA? This is your space to really make a great first impression. After you have your welcome email, you need to set up your membership page. There's lots of ways to set up membership pages. My favorite way to really keep things simple was to just use a password-protected page on WordPress. As far as I'm aware, most WordPress themes, and we want to be on a WordPress.org, not WordPress.com page. And so most WordPress pages allow you to create password-protected pages. So, you know, for this program, the Big Launch Mastermind, maybe the password was Big Launch. For Freedom School, maybe it was something about freedom. Like, you know, I could create specific passwords specifically for each program with their own page. It's a great space. It's a great way to do it in the beginning to really keep things simple. It's not really probably how you always want to do it. Another great option is Access Ally. It works really seamlessly with Infusionsoft and allows you to, you know, auto-generate a specific password for each person who signs up. This is great if you ever have someone that ends up not being able to do the program. You can then just change their password and not have to change it for everyone. So depending on where you're at in your business right now, you can start with something really simple like the password protected page on WordPress, or you can go to something like Access Ally for your membership page as well. Once they get to the membership page, I highly recommend having some version of an orientation for your group programs. Now, depending on how long your launch is, often determines how complicated this orientation piece is. If it's only a couple weeks, you might have something there when they arrive that's like the welcome packet, the program details, and maybe, you know, access to the Facebook group that you created for your program. If it's a longer launch, 3 weeks, 4 weeks onward, you could create a special orientation call that's on, you know, week three of the launch and have all the details for that there. You could create some extra resources, maybe some readings, some wealth consciousness that people can start doing ahead of time so that even though they decided to take advantage of maybe your early bird offer and get in the doors early, that they're not just sitting there waiting for it, that they have great resources and material and bonuses waiting there for them so they can dive in right away and start, you know, maybe even seeing results, but at the least starting to get clarity and move forward. Some of these pieces of the orientation, of course, are optional depending on your program. It's really up to you to include the resources and the bonuses as needed to support your specific audience. Once again, I'm not a big fan of, like, throw a whole bunch of stuff in there just to make it look full and make it look like you filled up the orientation. We're not looking to overwhelm our audience. But at the same time, what would your people love to get access to as soon as they sign up? What's going to make them feel really supported and really connected to you? You'll be sending out more emails as you get closer to the start of your program, so don't feel like you have to stuff everything in the welcome email and everything in the orientation page. However, think about what your clients will want to know as soon as they sign up and what will make them feel most supported. Okay, so last piece of launch prep is whether you need to hire additional support and exactly which team members I recommend. So one of the first team members that I hired in my business was a virtual assistant. This was someone to help me set up my scheduling system, my email sequences, my virtual contract, and some of the other basic tech pieces. She also offered support and advice around how to automate my business even more. So there's times that you need a coach, pretty much always in my belief, to really help you work through mindset and get your systems and structures in place and help you create really powerful goals and move towards those. There's also times where supportive team members like a virtual assistant or someone that works your email system can be really helpful in automating your business. You know, there's tech pieces that most mindset coaches, even business coaches, aren't going to be as strong with as like a great virtual assistant is. My virtual assistant gave me, you know, here's how we can set up your email sequence. Here's how we can set up your scheduling system to make it even more streamlined. There's lots of VAs out there. I highly recommend, you know, chatting with a couple, doing interviews, connecting with people who seem like a good fit and come from a great referral. It can take a little time to get synced up with your VA and really understand each other's form of communication. But if someone ends up not being a good fit, you do not need to put up with anything but the best in your business. I'm trying to think how many VAs I've went through. It's not a scary number. I'm honestly thinking it's just one main VA team right now. And it was someone that we just weren't a good fit. Our styles of communication weren't the same. And I just really wasn't that pleased with the work. And even though, you know, I interviewed her, she came from a great referrals from people I really respect. She just wasn't a good fit for me. And so there's nothing wrong with, you know, interviewing a couple people and seeing who you really vibe with and who is going to be a great fit for you and bringing them on as your VA. But know that it does take a minimum of a week to start to get synced up and get on track. So here are some things that VAs can take care of. Graphics, scheduling, creating sales pages, especially your sales page for your group program, scheduling your emails for your group program in your launch, setting up email sequences, creating contracts, creating order forms, overseeing your Facebook groups. As you start to have Facebook groups with your group, programs, and also just with your business, it's great to have someone who's checking on it and making sure everyone's following guidelines and nothing, no one's trying to sell Ray-Bans, knockoff Ray-Bans in there. Like, it's nice to have someone that's overseeing that, and that does not need to always be you or ever you. Answering emails and much more. The other thing to remember is that it's a great time if you don't have a VA yet to start interviewing and connecting with virtual assistants now, because the last thing you want is to get midway through your launch and realize that you need some extra support and then be trying to interview people at the same time that you're trying to carry out a launch. It makes much more sense to hire a VA, you know, purchase their smallest package and test them out for a bit. And then you can always upgrade, but at least, you know, and when you get into the launch, but at least then you have the relationship with them. The next team member I hired was a business manager who's now my partner in my business. Not now my partner in my business. He's my husband. I didn't marry my business manager. That sounded off for just a second. My husband was one of the first people that I really wanted to work with me in my business, and he became my business manager and my partner in my business. He oversees our team members. He does much of the behind-the-scenes work to really make sure the business runs smoothly, that my clients are really supported. But you don't have to hire your husband. Many people's husbands are not interested in this role. Luckily, my husband was, and I love having him on board. There's amazing business managers out there. You can definitely have a VA and skip the business manager piece at this point if you don't feel like you need that extra support. A business manager is really great with overseeing teams, making sure everything's running really smoothly, helping getting more systems and structures in place. If you don't feel like things are quite that complicated yet, you do not need a business manager yet. The next team member I hired was a Facebook ads manager to create Facebook ads campaigns to bring in new leads to my list and specifically for the launches of my group programs. You know, this is someone who can really create strong campaigns so that you can be getting great leads onto your list who are really targeted for your launch sequences. If you're already doing Facebook ads or feel pretty great on your own, there's nothing wrong with doing them on your own in the beginning. But as you get busier and as you want to get more off your plate, hiring someone to do your Facebook ads is really helpful. And my latest hire is my Infusionsoft team. Or for, you know, if you're not using Infusionsoft, just some sort of an email support system team. It might be part of your virtual assistant team. I've specifically hired an Infusionsoft team who helps with my email marketing, especially around launches. They've helped to create order forms for my group programs. They strategize the email sequences for launches. You know, we would hop on the phone every week during my launches and check in on, you know, what data they're tracking on my open and click-through rates during launches so I know which headlines are working, which copy is working. You do not need to get this complicated in the beginning. I did several successful launches before I brought on this team. But just so that you know that there are team members like this that are available that give you an even more behind-the-scenes look and even more control on your launches. So these are the four main types of team members I've used up to this point. You know, check in with yourself on where you feel you need support most at this point. If you're just starting out, I highly recommend connecting with a virtual assistant. to help you get everything set up for your launch and be available to support you during your launch with any extra tasks that might pop up. Rather than getting, like I said, you know, mid-launch and realizing you need support and then trying to hire then. You can find great VAs from about $20 to $50 an hour, and they can often, you can often start with packages as small as just 5 hours of support a month. So there's no reason not to get at least a VA on your team right now, and then check in with yourself from there. You know, you don't need to hire every person on this list to have a successful launch, but I do highly recommend not doing the launch completely on your own. If there's some sort of support and like a virtual assistant that you can hire at this point, I highly recommend doing that. And then you'll learn from your next launch, from this launch, your next launch, you'll keep fine tuning and you'll notice, okay, we need to build the list bigger next time. I need a Facebook ad specialist, or, you know, I'd love to know what's going on behind the scenes with these emails. Are people opening? If not, why? And that's when you could hire an email systems team or like an Infusionsoft team down the road. All right. So that's some great info to get you started with your launch prep. Ideally, everyone's feeling really clear on what their group program's on, who it's for, the pricing, the layout of the program. All those pieces should really be coming together now. And now's the time to start to be really nurturing and priming this list as you're growing this new list and getting them ready for your program that you'll be launching soon. So jump over into the training guide if you haven't already and fill out the details there. Re-listen to this training if need be as many times as needed to really get the info and use this training and your own goals and desires to fill in the training guide. And then, of course, bring your biggest questions, your juiciest questions to our group coaching call this week, and we'll be diving in there with even more details. Great work. Can't wait to hear how your launch prep is going, and I'll see you on the coaching calls. This is Jessica Caper-Lindholm. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.